Former University of Alaska professor and current oil spill response consultant Rick Steiner says the weather the Kulik encountered is typical for the Gulf in winter, and he says the problem is that Shell didn't prepare. In a recent op-ed in the Anchorage Daily News, Steiner pointed out that in response to a 2005 ship grounding in the Aleutians, a coalition of business and environmental interests formed the Shipping Safety Partnership. He says it called for comprehensive safety improvements for Aleutian and Arctic shipping, including continuous ship tracking, ocean rescue tugs, and emergency tow packages. Steiner says the absence of adequate rescue towing capability shows a lack of concern for safety.
They were towing it across the Gulf. They knew they should have had a backup plan. They had no contingency plan for losing the tow in heavy weather. And how, how to reconnect it, what additional tugs would be necessary. And obviously, they didn't think it through. And that's the kind of lack of safety culture that we're very worried about throughout the entire project. I'm sure Shell is worried about it, too. The delegation, I'm sure the state of Alaska is worried about it. All of us should be.
Steiner says the Kulik will be inoperable after grinding over rocks, making it impossible for Shell to drill in Arctic waters in 2014.
Shell's entire 2013 Arctic drilling program is on the rocks along with the Kulik. So unless they could find another substitute rig and get it up to compliance in time, which I doubt is possible. So it's a good time to take a breath, take a long look at this project from top to bottom, make sure if they're going to go forward, they get it right. And then take another look at this in 2014 if they really insist.
Steiner says after a series of mishaps that have plagued Shell's effort to drill an exploration well in the Chukchi Sea, the grounding of the Kulik is the last straw for many concerned organizations.